let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. This Week in America. Our guest on This Week in America, Thomas F. Kelly, Ph.D., is a lifelong educator with over 50 years of experience from pre-kindergarten through doctoral level as a teacher and administrator. Dr. Kelly's academic training includes a bachelor's degree and 5 graduate degrees. Professional experience includes working poor and minority, middle class, affluent students, and adults. When he talks about education, well, people listen. Dr. Kelly is the author of We Can Do More and Better with Less, Education Reform Can Work, the 2019 edition. He demonstrates with specific details how can education can do more and better with less, produce high achievement for virtually all students, and so much more. He feels the only limitation to people's ability to learn is how many opportunities they have to learn. Dr. Thomas Kelly, author of We Can Do More and Better with Less, Education Reform Can Work, the 2019 edition, joins us on This Week in America. Dr. Kelly, welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us.
Delighted to be here, Rick. Thanks for the opportunity.
It is our pleasure. So much to talk about, so very important topic, and you've had vast experience basically in all areas of education. What was the inspiration for writing this book?
Well, my experience, 50 years was my career, has been unique. I have learned how to transform the system, and it desperately needs transforming. I have 50 years and had the opportunity to learn and do so many highly effective things. What I've done, the extraordinary results I've seen versus the massive mediocrity in student achievement, dropouts, discipline problems, and failure produced by the present system. We can do much better now for all students. So I've seen what is possible, and I want it for all. That's my inspiration. And my work experience started in a middle school in a high poverty area in the South Bronx in New York City. My students were all poor minority kids. One example I always remember is Raymond, who entered my sixth grade class reading at a first grade level. By June, he left reading at a sixth grade level. He gained 5 years in 1 year on a standardized reading test.
Remarkable.
By the way, he was labeled a slow learner. I've also worked with elementary special education students in Westchester, New York, in a BOCES special education school. I had the opportunity to work in an affluent area with high school students in Connecticut. I had the opportunity to work in a high school equivalency program in the South Bronx Knights, mostly poor minority adult students. And finally, I've taught at college and graduate levels, including the doctoral level. My definition of failure is when a student does not reach their full potential. My definition of a successful K-12 system is one in which all students graduate at a 12th grade achievement level, with most well beyond that level. The present system is not near that kind of achievement. The present system is failing the students.
In the book, you talk about a 19th century school system in a 21st century world. Explain what you mean by that and why it's so detrimental to education today.
Well, this is really the foundational problem for virtually every other problem that exists in our current system. The structure of our K-12 system has not changed in 200 years. It was created to serve an agrarian society. Very few people required a high level of education to work and function in that society. Our 21st century society is radically different. Requires a high level of education for all. But it's operating in the same educational structure that was and is not to this day designed to provide that education. The present K-12 system is producing what it was designed to produce, relatively high achievement for a very small percent of our students. Even our best students, by the way, could learn a whole lot more. They can learn far more than they do now.
With us on the program is Dr. Thomas Kelly. He's author of the book, We Can Do More and Better with Less, Education Reform Can Work, a 2019 edition. The book's available at Amazon.com. And if you go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, you can click on directly to Dr. Kelly's book and get information there as well. You talk about we're a nation of underachievers. Explain that to us.
If we compare the ability of our students to learn and the ability of our school system to teach them, both on a scale from 1 to 10, after 50 years, I would rate the students' ability to learn at 10 and the typical system's ability to teach them at 1. When we ask how much people can learn, my answer is it depends on how much opportunity they have to learn. Given the right opportunity, there is no limit to possible learning throughout life. We currently are a nation of underachievers. I've seen extraordinary achievement in all my students. All human beings have tremendous ability to learn. Relatively few ever get close to their potential. I'll give you some examples of what I have seen and learned. I've taught and seen much higher student achievement in K-12 schools than the current system delivers. To go back to my South Bronx middle school, I taught 5 classes of 35 students each with the same kind of results as Raymond got. They all achieved extraordinary improvement in reading in a single year. These so-called slow learners in my classes all averaged 3 to 5 years growth on standardized reading tests per year. The national average is 1 year's growth for 1 year's instruction. In elementary special ed, I've seen much faster growth than present special education programs are producing. I also had a great deal of success including special education students in regular classrooms. In an affluent Connecticut high school system, I saw students raise their average SAT verbal scores over 100 points in one semester. These are just a few examples over my 50 years. In the adult education in the South Bronx, students were all people for whom school had been a very frustrating experience. All were high school dropouts. I worked again with mostly poor minority adults reading 5 years or more below 12th grade level at the start, who successfully achieved high school equivalency diplomas, usually working 3 hours a night for 3 or 4 nights a week for 6 months to a year or less. I knew of some of them who were admitted to community colleges. A high school equivalency diploma opens many opportunities to people without a high school diploma if they do not have it. While teaching graduate students in a doctoral program, all of my students, over 100 of them, successfully completed their doctorates. None failed to finish, which is unheard of in virtually all other doctoral programs. Typically, many students drop out. In addition to my own teaching as an administrator, I have successfully taught other teachers to do the same kind of things with the same kind of results. If we could do it, so can others. While all human beings have tremendous ability to learn, relatively few ever get close to their potential. So we currently are a nation of underachievers. The good news is that can change rapidly with the practices described in this book.
And the book is...
catalyze it.
Yeah, the book is so important. It's available at Amazon. You can link on by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. The book is We Can Do More and Better with Less. Education Reform Can Work. The author is Dr. Thomas Kelly, our guest on the program. We've talked about some of the methods, the practices that you've developed and used. Talk a little bit more about the success that you've had, because what you've developed, these practices, really are producing amazing results, aren't they?
Well, they were amazing to me at first, Rick, but now I expect them.
It's your expectation now.
Yes, absolutely. And it doesn't matter who I'm teaching. I expect them. So let me go back again to my middle school in the South Bronx. By the way, I learned so much going through this process. So I was a teacher, but I was always also a learner.
Yes.
Where all my students were labeled slow learners. There was nothing slow about them. They were stuck in a dumb system. I've seen classes labeled as discipline problems with no discipline problems. I've accepted severe discipline problem students in my classes throughout my long career and never had a problem with any of them. I've seen all students progressing rapidly from wherever they start, regardless of race, ethnicity, gender, or age, to a 12th grade level and beyond. The methods I'm referencing work with all students.
What can be done? You bring up something interesting. We hear a lot about the achievement gap between races, genders, and other groups. What can be done to eliminate that?
This is a really frustrating thing for me. It can be totally eliminated. The truth is that all human beings learn the same way, regardless of poverty, gender, race, ethnicity, age, or any other stereotype we may label them. The book explains how all people learn the same way in detail. There's no difference among all of humanity in how people learn. Current attempts to teach based on race, gender, socioeconomic status, and other stereotype differences completely miss the point. We have to recognize that what we're doing is not working.
The book is such an important read by Dr. Thomas Kelly, We Can Do More and Better with Less: Education Reform Can Work, the 2019 edition. It's interesting because when we talk about education issues, we hear a lot about the income gap. Can we do anything about the income gap, and how big a problem is that?
Again, this has been very frustrating for me because the income gap is actually a product of the education gap. It is an effect caused by the present failing education system. When all students are empowered to learn to their actual potential, the income gap will simply fade away. It'll be gone. The income gap is an effect of the education gap. Fix the education gap, and the income gap will go away. A teacher is a person who empowers people to learn. We need an education system that empowers teachers to teach. Current teacher preparation programs are teaching the same things they did for the last 100 years. We should remember that the achievement gap is a critical factor in unemployment, poverty, the prison population. Eliminating it will empower people to be more successful in numerous ways besides getting higher grades and better incomes. It will also increase productivity and drive our economy to ever more prosperity. Improving educational success rates will improve many other areas of human behavior.
The title of the book is How Can We Do More and Better with Less? And I will ask you that question. Well, it's We Can Do More with and Better with Less. How do we go about doing that? Because it seems like everybody suggests money is what will resolve this issue.
Well, you know, this is a case of categorical confusion. We're confusing the categories of quality and quantity. We spend more to do more of the same things. The book gives many examples. We need to change the system. We don't need more. We need better. Present resources are spent to do more of the same, and when we spend money now, we get more of the same results. We must end reliance on the we need more money false solution that perpetuates our current malfunctioning educational system. We need to reallocate the hundreds of billions we spend every year to much more effective practices. We do not need more money. Money is not the problem. It never was the problem, and it's not the problem now. How we spend money to operate a system which has long outlived the society it was created to serve, tragically, no matter how much more money we spend, it simply perpetuates the same dysfunctional system.
We look at the system and we see winners and losers. In your book, We Can Do More and Better with Less, you say it's a win-win-win. Explain that for us.
Well, as you say, the present system has winners and losers.
Yes.
We kind of have an assumption that's always got to be the case. Well, it ain't necessarily so. Most of the students, in the sense they never achieve at or near their level, are capable of, they lose. Even our successful students do not achieve anywhere near the level they are capable of reaching. What this book describes in detail is how we can restructure the system to one in which students win with much higher achievement. Teachers also win with far more academic successes in their classes and virtually no discipline problems. When students are engaged in learning, they are not engaged in discipline problems. Parents and taxpayers win with all this happening without additional costs and in many cases, actually lower costs. Society wins with more productive citizens, less crime, far fewer prison inmates, and so forth. There will be no losers from the new system. Dropouts will be virtually zero. Discipline problems will be extremely rare.
With us on the program is Dr. Thomas Kelly. Spent over 50 years in education, from pre-kindergarten through the doctoral level as a teacher and administrator. His book is We Can Do More and Better with Less, Education Reform Can Work, the 2019 edition. Time running out of the program, can you point to one thing that can be done that would result in significant improvement for all?
I can, Rick. I'm going to give you two because they're both very powerful. Our education system is a system, and systems have subsystems, and some of these subsystems are levers. They're the means to move the whole system. The first one I would say is language is the means to all cognitive learning and must be recognized as priority one for any other learning required. All cognitive learning, including everything else in the academic curriculum, is dependent on language. For example, a 10th grade student with a 7th grade reading level fails 10th grade biology. They actually fail the level of English required to learn 10th grade biology. If their language level was up to the required 10th grade level for biology, they would not have failed. Putting students in classes above their reading or language level ensures frustration, failure, and discipline problems. This is happening every day in schools all over our nation. The second is each student is unique. We now have the means to instruct each student at their individual language readiness level. This produces joy in learning and very high achievement for all. Success is highly motivational. Our present one-size-fits-all structure dooms millions of students year after year to work that is too difficult and frustrating for many or too easy and boring for others. Ironically, our culture, which is obsessed with diversity, overlooks the only diversity that matters for learning, which is individual diversity. No two human beings are the same. We try to instruct to different cultures, races, genders, etc. While these differences may have importance in other ways, they are irrelevant to how people learn. Energy spent on these differences is not productive for learning.
Why do homeschoolers consistently have higher achievement results than public, private, other school systems?
Another irony here. This is particularly interesting since many of the parents have high school diplomas or less and have no teaching credentials. We need some new definitions. What is equal educational opportunity? Right now, it means all students get the same thing in their classes. All third graders get third grade level work, sixth graders get sixth grade level work, etc. Truly equal educational opportunity requires each student be taught at their individual language readiness level. It is only here that they are ready to learn. In so doing, we empower all students to learn. Or if we're talking about group instruction, only those students who demonstrate readiness, required to do work expected in a group, should be required to work in that group. To put students in classes they are not ready for is to create discipline problems, failure, future dropouts, etc. This is happening every day in classes all over our country. Now, the bottom line on all of this is we need systemic change. The current system requires students to be ready for the system. For example, students are expected to be ready for kindergarten. Who is responsible to be ready? The babies for the kindergarten? Or the system, the adult-trained, paid professionals for the babies? The system must be ready to take them as they are. Same is true for readiness for high school. It is the system that must be ready for the students, not the students that must be ready for the system. We need a system that is ready for all students, regardless of their individual readiness levels, gender, socioeconomic class, race, ethnicity, age, and any other stereotypical category we might place them in. When all said and done, chronic problems that resist all attempts to change are systemic problems. Systemic problems require systemic solutions. For better or worse, it is the system that produces results, not the teachers, not the students, poverty, gender, culture, ethnicity, more money, etc. The book describes many examples of specific systemic flaws and their specific remedies. A highly effective educational system will benefit not only the students, but all of society in more ways that I can enumerate. This book is about how to bring systemic change in education to produce high achievement for all students. The problem is the system. We must recognize the system as the problem before we can correct it. By the way, Rick, I'd like to thank you again for this wonderful opportunity.
Oh, it is our pleasure.
To describe what I've done. I've learned so much and seen such excellence, and to have the chance to get it out to a lot of people is just, it's more rewarding to me than royalties can ever be.
Well, it's rewarding for us because so often we see it from a narrow perspective. So if you get enough of those and piece them together, maybe you get a real good look at what's going on. You have such a unique perspective from basically all sides of the education issue with over 50 years of knowledge, so much presented in the book, which is why this book is so important. We Can Do More and Better with Less, Education Reform Can Work, 2019 edition, by Dr. Thomas F. Kelly, our guest on the program. The book is available at Amazon. If you go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, you can link on directly to the doctor's book page at Amazon. Get information and order that as well. Dr. Kelly, the time went by too quickly. A pleasure having you on the program. Thank you so much for being with us in this very important conversation today.
I'd like to quote a scripture to conclude.
You sure.
You shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. And thank you again, Rick. I can never thank you enough.
Doctor, thank you for being with us. The book, once again, We Can Do More and Better with Less, Education Reform Can Work, 2019 edition, by our guest on the program, Thomas F. Kelly, Ph.D. The book's available at Amazon. Go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, and link on directly to Amazon. We're back on today's program after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.